In other news, the defense ministers from Turkey, Syria and Russia have met in Moscow to discuss ways of resolving the Syrian crisis. Sinem Kılıçdaroğlu has more from Istanbul.
Those three ministers came together for the very first time as Turkish and Syrian defense ministers have met each other after 11 years for the very first time. They discussed the Syria crisis, the refugee crisis, a possible joint efforts to combat all terrorist groups in Syria. These are the topics they discussed, and according to the ministerial statements, meetings were held in a constructive atmosphere, and three parties decided to continue those three-partite meetings in the future for the sake of Syria and, of course, for the sake of a region. This meeting is more special than the previous ones that have been held before, as after 11 years, Turkey and Syria, the two neighbors that came, that were at the brink of a war, came together for the very first time. And when Turkey proposed for a counter-terrorism operation targeting the Syrian Kurdish fighter group YPG in northern Syria, we heard Turkish officials saying that it was time for normalization with Syria. And the two countries were already holding talks on the intelligence level. But of course, let's remember that two countries are on the opposite sides when it comes to Syria conflict, as Turkey supported the Syrian opposition, and Damascus was not happy about this.
Well, let's speak to Alexei Klebnikov about this. He's a Middle East expert at Russia's International Affairs Council and is joining us from Moscow. Thank you very much for being with us on Al Jazeera, Alexei. I'd like to talk to you first about the timing of this meeting, the first one, as we've heard, between defense ministers since 2011, as Russia is engaged in a conflict in Ukraine. Why now? How much of a priority is Syria for Moscow right now?
Well, I don't think it should be taken by any surprise, because just several weeks ago, President Erdogan had a conversation over phone with his Russian counterpart, and they discussed the possibility. So there was a proposal coming from the Turkish leader to conduct preparatory meetings between first defense ministers and intelligence chiefs, then foreign ministers, and then probably the summit. So the idea was to kind of set up a new regional format or platform of interaction, which could effectively address not only the Syrian crisis, but also other regional issues which all three parties in one way or another are part of.
Yeah.
Well, so Moscow's... this is why...
Go ahead, finish your thought, please.
Yeah, I mean, this is why it shouldn't be a surprise that this meeting had taken place today, only a couple of weeks after this decision or a proposal pitched by Erdogan to Putin. And it's a good and probably a positive signal that it's the first, like, a testing step for this. And probably in the new coming year, we will see the meetings of three foreign ministers. Okay. And later, probably, no one knows, either before or after elections in Turkey, a summit of three leaders.
Okay. Now, Moscow's decision, Alexei, to intervene militarily in Syria in 2015 effectively preserved the Assad regime, while Turkey, as we've heard, has been supporting the Syrian opposition. What do you see as their common objectives today?
Well, in the first place, none of the parties is interested in Syria disintegration as a state, meaning its fragmentation into several pieces. So both are interested in preserving its territorial integrity, although Turkey effectively occupies some part, especially parts along the Syrian-Turkish border. A part of that, that's the fight against terrorism, but also it's an interesting point because two parties see as terrorist different groups. For Turkey, the main priority is Syrian Democratic Forces and the YPG, the Kurdish militia in northern Syria. For Russia, it's still ISIS. So, but what's important that Russia, over the last almost a year, is trying to persuade or explain Turkey, or trying to persuade it to find alternative options how to effectively address its security concerns, not through the large-scale military operation against Kurds. So because this massive escalation might not be beneficial to anyone, including Turkey. So, and again, this comes to an advantage to all parties, and Russia and Turkey, if there will be an alternative option found, mm-hmm. a compromise. And this is exactly what probably was discussed during today's meeting, whether Russia will green light and use of the airspace by Turkish military or not. Because if that's the case, for example, if we just hypothesize about it, that could be a good card to play by Ankara in order to persuade or push or pressure United States and Kurds to implement its demands to leave this 32-kilometer buffer zone.
Right. Certainly,
but if not, we can still have the limited scale operations in northern Syria.
Yeah, certainly Turkey's concerns security concerns in northern Syria were discussed, as you've said there. There was also the issue of the Syrian refugees, rather, over 3 million Syrian refugees living in Turkey. Now, as we begin to see the three parties engaging here and sending what seems to be positive signals, as you've said, are we likely to see a mass return of refugees as Ankara would like to?
Well, the refugee issue is always very complicated, and this one is no exclusion. There are several questions. First question is to Turkey, how exactly it plans to move millions of refugees from its own territory back to Syria. It's not an easy task. It's quite costly, and in order to move them in, into the buffer zone along the Turkey-Syrian border on the Syrian territory, it requires to set up the infrastructure, administration, and environment for those people. Mm. If that won't be if that doesn't succeed, then those millions of people relocated back into their own country, but being based in those areas, will be marginalized. The socioeconomic situation in the country is very drastic, and the economic burden and problems will only increase, and that will deteriorate the situation, lead to the destabilization, their marginalization. It could lead to more kind of expansion of the black market smuggling, in increasing the terrorist ranks in the area, and as a result, to strike back Turkey, actually. And the same logic works for Damascus. Damascus also is not interested in massive return of the Syrian refugees because it doesn't have capacity to host or to adapt, to accommodate all of them, because of the infrastructural problems, lack of resources, infrastructure, administration, simply households are not ready to re-accommodate back the Syrian citizens.
Thank you so much.
So it's a very complex and complicated issue.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Alexei, for talking to us about this. Alexei Khlebnikov joining us there from Moscow.